6:05 at Talk 107.3 FM WPRP. Good morning, everybody. Brian Haldane with you. Taylor Sharp producing. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. Nice Monday morning when you can walk out of the house without having that humidity punch you in the chest before the sun even comes up. So looks like we're looking at a little bit of a reprieve this week weather-wise. Our high today only 90. Tomorrow 85. You heard it in weather just now. Tomorrow's high is 85. That's a beautiful thing. We kind of got robbed of a spring a little bit this year, and well, we'll get a couple days worth of it today, or this week, I should say. So, all right, always a good way to start the week, especially after such a downer of a weekend with LSU and the Super Regionals falling in two straight games to Florida State. We're going to talk with T-Bob Abier about that in about 9 minutes. Also today, it is Medical Monday. We're actually talking with Our Lady of the Lake next hour in Medical Monday, 7:17 to be exact. And as a follow-up to what happened on Thursday, that craziness in the weather that happened on Thursday. We had 5 inches of rain over a short period of time, and a lot of Baton Rouge took on water, had a lot of flash flooding. Well, the first thing to follow that is going to be insurance concerns and insurance fraud or insurance scams, potential scams. Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon is going to join me at 7:35 to answer a couple of questions about what folks need to do to be proactive and what he's already seen in the between the flood and now, in the wake of, well, that's a pun, but in the wake of the flood on Thursday leading up to right now. However, that's all still to come. We start every show with Top Stories and Trending.
Now, Top Stories and Trending, keeping you informed on the stories people will be talking about today. Number 5.
A man's been barred from preparing state income tax returns for others. Why is that a story? I don't know. You tell me. It's part of a conviction. A judge issued the injunction against Joseph Gillies at the request of the Louisiana Department of Revenue. The injunction was issued May 29th, 2019. It bars Gillies permanently from preparing any Louisiana tax returns other than his own. Gillies was arrested back in 2007. Oh, I remember the story. He was arrested back in 2017 on felony charges for a tax fraud scheme involving ghost companies and phony business losses in order to claim $750,000 in improper tax refunds. Numerous clients told investigators they had not reported any business losses when they provided Gillies with their tax records. Officials say Gillies pleaded guilty back in October of 2018 to one count of tax evasion.
Number 4.
Emergency crews are responding to a possible drowning reported yesterday afternoon. The incident was reported just after 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon on 855 South Flannery. That's at the Acadian Place Apartments. Police say the man was transported to a local hospital in critical condition.
Number 3.
Up in Clinton, authorities are looking for a suspect whom they believe is connected to a shooting that sent one man to the hospital yesterday morning. According to authorities, detectives are searching for 35 Lencia George, who allegedly shot a man on Kernan Street near Liberty Street in Clinton around 8:30 a.m. Officials have an arrest warrant for George, who's facing attempted second-degree murder charges. The victim was transported to the hospital with injuries. This is an ongoing investigation.
Number 2.
Two brothers were arrested in the Lemon Road shooting that left one man dead. Deputies responded to the incident. It happened around 11 a.m. on Lemon Road. A man, later identified as 23-year-old Deshaun Sensley, was found shot and transported to a nearby hospital where he later died. According to authorities, brothers Denzel and Bruce Jones arrived at Sensley's house around 11 a.m. This was Saturday morning, 11 a.m., in an attempt to engage in a fight with another male victim in the residence. The victims did not engage in the fight, and Sensley asked the brother to leave the property. Officials were told Sensley walked behind the truck, and Bruce Jones pointed a gun from his window, threatened to shoot Sensley. Sensley then took out his own handgun, and a gunfight began. According to the incident report, Bruce Jones said he took out his handgun while Sensley was walking behind his truck out of self-defense. Denzel Jones told detectives that Sensley fired the first shot when he was behind the truck. Jones said he took out his handgun, fired back, along with his brothers. He said he knew Sensley was armed.
Number 1.
One person is dead following an early morning shooting yesterday in Gonzales. Police are investigating the shooting. According to officials, deputies were dispatched to a home on North Robert Wilson Road in Gonzales after a man reported he had been shot. When deputies arrived at the scene, they found 37-year-old Kenneth Brown dead in the driveway of his home sitting in his car. Now, this is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who has any information on this is asked to call the Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office. Or, of course, you can call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP. That's a look at your top stories presented by DaleBuysHousesNow.com. DaleBuysHousesNow.com. If you have a home that you're trying to get rid of and just can't seem to get rid of, check out DaleBuysHousesNow.com. If you have a... Let's say you've inherited a property. You never wanted it in the first place. You don't know what to do with it. DaleBuysHousesNow.com is your answer. Let's say you have a rental property and you're sick and tired of that landlord lifestyle, sick and tired of chasing people down for rent. DaleBuysHousesNow.com. And I'm not just talking about a single family dwelling when it comes to the rental property. I am also talking about an apartment complex or a trailer park. Check out DaleBuysHousesNow.com or give them a call at 291-8000. 291-8000 for DaleBuysHousesNow.com. Those are your top stories. Here is what's trending this morning. Oh, what is the worst possible fight you think you could possibly see? The worst possible lineup for a fight. Like, two guys were going to fight. Who would be the lowest on your list? How about Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise? Justin Bieber on Sunday challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon and appeared to try and provoke the actor, saying if he doesn't accept, he'll never live it down. The tweet went viral. Fighter Conor McGregor announced that his company would host the fight. McGregor also appeared to take a shot at Cruise and said the fight would only go on if he's man enough to accept this challenge. Here's the tweet, word for word, from Bieber. You ready for this? I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? And then he added Dana White in the tweet. The Mission Impossible star did not comment on the post, but it appeared that many on social media believe Cruise would dispatch the... Cruise would not have a problem with Justin Bieber, let's just say. Odds Shark, a source for online handicapping, said, "We don't like your odds, Justin." Bobby Nash, an MMA fighter, called out the singer, saying, "You're calling out a 56-year-old man, LOL." I'm a little bit torn. I think I might actually like to watch that, just for the patheticness of it. Like, Tom Cruise, from what I understand, like, I don't know how much of his own stunts he does, but I know
he's very active. I heard he does, like, almost all of them.
But he's 56 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, chiseled. So that can't be for nothing. And Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber. And that can't be for nothing. So I think this would be kind of a... This would be enjoyable to watch just to see a one-sided beatdown.
Yeah, he would take Al Bieber quick.
It'd be quick. I agree with that. All right, it's 6:12 at Talk 107.3 FM. Trafficked and T-Bob Aber with sports are next. 6:17 at Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Ran a little bit long there, which means we've only got 3 minutes here with T-Bob Aber to talk sports. T-Bob, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Brian. What's going on, man?
Dude, rough weekend baseball-wise.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the Maneri haters are out in full force now. Is it time to see some sort of change at LSU baseball-wise?
No. I mean, I don't think so. Now, I think that this year does maybe heighten that conversation for next year.
Right.
Ultimately, this is a year that is kind of defined by missed expectations. And even though it was a strong end from LSU at the end, going on a run, getting a host regional, playing very well, then getting to host a super regional. Looked like you had a chance to go to Omaha, as we said at the beginning of the tournament. Like, ultimately, the entire year would be decided and judged by whether or not you made it to Omaha. And you fell short of that goal, and therefore, I think the majority of LSU fans would say this was a disappointing season, especially because, fair or not, that preseason number one ranking has kind of hung like a specter over this team the entire season.
It really has, but you've had injuries along the way. You've had multiple injuries along the way. They were really... I don't want to say out of hand because it happens everywhere, but they were very ill-timed here at LSU. I will say this. If I were to make one big move in the offseason, I would hire a splash hitting coach. And just,
yeah.
You get Alan Dunn's got his reputation behind him, so add someone with an equal reputation on the hitting side.
Potentially. And I know that maybe the hitting this weekend was a bit disappointing overall. If you should have pushed across more, could have. Pushed across more, if not for some unforced errors. I guess the thing is, though, I think the offense is a bit better than maybe people gave it credit for during the entirety of the season, a bit more consistent. Not elite, but they were above average. They were a good offense. We'll have to wait and see what they end up doing in the offseason. I wouldn't be surprised by anything, given that it's now a couple years in a row where you have failed to make it out of Super Regional weekend.
Now, that being said, looking ahead to next year, I mean, you're probably going to lose Zach Hess and Josh Smith. Aside from that, LSU's looking pretty strong to just start fresh for next year.
You have a ton of talent. I mean, that's what happens when you have a number one recruiting class in the nation. And I know a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, but when you talk about the pitching talent returning next year, you could be spectacular if they can avoid injuries and be a bit more consistent and reliable next season.
What y'all got on off the bench today?
Breaking down the end of the baseball season, kind of the end of the sports year in a way.
Good deal. Fox Business Sports coming your way. OTB 7 to 9 on 104. Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Thanks again to T-Bob Hebert for sitting in for sports. T-Bob was repping the Pelicans jersey today, the Zion Williamson jersey today. He's got it before he's even signed. Like, that's a lot of faith to get out there and grab a jersey of a guy who has not yet been drafted or signed. But I was telling him when we hit the break, I was like, exciting things to come with New Orleans basketball. So, NBA draft on June 20th. So next time we have T-Bob on, I'm sure that's what we'll be talking about. Okay, if you've got kids in the car, I'm going to need a little favor from you here. This is not a story you're going to want to hear. It's not a story that anybody wants to hear, but it gets a little graphic. So fair warning, if you have children in the car, take you out to St. Gabriel, where an Iberville deputy is in jail. Again, you've been given fair warning. Iberville deputies in jail in St. Gabriel for his alleged involvement in the rape of a one-year-old boy. In a press conference Saturday afternoon, St. Gabriel Police Chief Kevin Ambo says 42-year-old Iberville deputy Shadrick Jones allegedly filmed a mother. I don't know. I don't know that I could bring myself to even say it. Iberville deputy Shadrick Jones allegedly filmed a mother performing oral sex on her one-year-old child. The story goes on to say, we found out that Aishasa Todd was the person in the video. Police also say Jones went to the mother's home because he had a warrant out for her arrest for a traffic violation. The mother told authorities she was afraid to go to jail, so Jones blackmailed her into doing the video using the arrest warrant as leverage. The child's mother alleged that she was coerced to do that because she had a traffic warrant for her. Mr. Jones coerced her to perform the act on the child. She said that was his fantasy, according to Ambo. Also, according to Ambo, a third-party female brought the two-minute video to the police station Friday. She alleged the video was sent to her via Facebook. Authorities say the video was recorded on Thursday afternoon at the child's house. The GPS from the deputy's unit confirmed Jones was at the house at the time of the abuse. You can see now why I wanted to give plenty of warning if there were any children in the car. A story like this, I have no idea what to make of it because it's so gross, so disgusting, so subhuman on so many levels. Also, it's merely an allegation at this point. But it is in the news, and it is a story that reached a lot of people's phones last night with news alerts. It is a story that a lot of you are reading about this morning, and I'm just curious. What's the first thing that crosses your mind when something like this happens? Is it punishment of the accused? Sympathy for, well, not sympathy for, but fear for the child or children in general? Or is there a third question that I'm not seeing yet? My default goes to punishment. What about you? 499-1073. If you want to talk about this, fine. If not, I understand wanting to move on. To Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Good morning, Brian Haldane here with you. Thank you for joining me this morning, everyone. Coming up next hour, we've got Medical Monday at 7:17, and we've got Commissioner of Insurance Jim Donilon in studio at 7:35. Why are we talking with the Commissioner of Insurance this morning? Well, pretty simple. What happened last Thursday morning was crazy and left a lot of people with car damage, property damage, home damage, and there will be questions arising. We want to stay out in front of it. So Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon will join us at 7:35 this morning. I was telling you about a pretty heinous story last segment. And I don't want to relive the whole story, only to say that there was an Iberville deputy who's now in jail, and he's alleged of coercing a mother into doing something criminal to her son, her one-year-old son. And I asked if this is something that you would even consider talking about, or should we just move on? But I asked the question for a reason. And I'll get to that reason in just a second. A couple of responses from the app that I want to touch on. Eric says, can I hang them for justice? He also turns around and says, hopefully the kid is so young, he will not remember it. That was my first hope too, actually, because the kid's only 1 year old. But Jack says in the app, yeah, I got nothing on the kid thing. Even I have standards. But this whole discussion is part of a bigger discussion, and you heard about it a little bit in our news at the bottom of the hour from Louisiana Radio Network. There was a movement to put an end to the death penalty last legislative session, the session that closed on Thursday evening. That movement came up short. Two different bills were pushed, one by Senator Dan Clater, a Republican, and another by Representative Terry Landry, a Democrat. Now, the proposal to abolish the death penalty did fail, but proponents were more optimistic coming out of it. Terry Landry said, and he told LRN, his bill got further this year than ever before, proof that legislative opinion overall may be shifting.
I think we got a lot of traction. For the first time in 3 years, we were able to get it out of the committee and get it on the floor. And what we accomplished, and my expectations initially, were just to start the conversation.
And I think we have started that conversation. I think we're seeing a shift right now when it comes to people's beliefs on the death penalty. We talked earlier in the session, and the link's available at talk1073.com, with a group called Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. And there is a growing group of conservatives, well, a growing group of the overall populace, that doesn't see the pragmatism in it, that would rather have someone just straight up in jail. But when a story happens, like the one we talked about last segment, does the anger override the pragmatism? Do you revert right back to, no, that guy, like Eric said in the app, can we just hang him for justice? Like, as of right now, he's just accused. Not convicted. He hasn't been charged in any way, and he didn't kill anybody. He's just accused of something just ridiculously heinous. Landry went on. He said, despite of a lack of support for the bill on the House floor, he's encouraged about the effort's momentum because lawmakers were more receptive to his arguments than ever before.
I mean, I had members come up to me after the debate and really said that I put it on their hearts and that they were really, really struggling with it. And some people have changed their mind.
I know I've changed my mind over the last few years. And when it is on your heart, you give it serious consideration. But then a story like that pops up, and we go right back to square one. At least I do. You don't ever want to let anger drive the law or emotion drive the law. But days like that, man, stories like that, they really take over. Landry added the incoming generation of lawmakers, because we are going to see a lot of turnover before the legislative legislative session. We are going to see a lot of people are just term limited out. So newbies coming to the Capitol. The death penalty, while it failed to pass, but also an effort to make it easier to get the drugs needed to carry out the death penalty, that also failed to pass. Landry says the progress made this year has inspired him to, he's just setting it up. He's not done with this. He's coming back at it next year.
We've moved the ball significantly. I do believe that in the next term, the death penalty is going to be repealed in Louisiana. I believe that by my heart.
bold prediction from Terry Landry. So we know this story isn't going away, at least not until it comes up again in the next legislative session. We're at 642 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. We are 2 minutes from a check of traffic. 646 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, Brian Haldane here with you. CBS World News Roundup coming your way in 14 minutes. We've got Medical Monday at 7:17 and Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan coming up at 7:35. Checking in with the Insurance Commissioner for a little follow-up on what happened last Thursday and what folks need to be doing following the widespread flooding across Baton Rouge and the surrounding areas. I'm going to be curious to see how many claims come out of last Thursday's storms, because that hit us fast and hit us hard. Medical Monday this week, we've got Dr. Jennifer Harris. She is a pediatrician, and we're going to be talking measles. That's coming up at 7:17. Right now, though, I wanted to touch in on a couple of other things. So the next, I don't know, week or so, maybe a little more, is going to be kind of a recap, one hit at a time on the legislative session. A lot of stuff actually got done this year. A lot of stuff moved forward. Not all of it important, but we're going to find the important ones, the ones that can make a difference in your life and in your wallet, and talk about those specifically. One of the ones that came out, I saw the story yesterday morning, actually. Louisiana's Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control is now accepting applications from retailers looking to sell CBD products. I'm lining up an interview with a CBD oil person for later on in the week. CBD sales were legalized in the same legislation that allows industrial hemp production. The Louisiana Office of Tobacco Control, Alcohol and Tobacco Control, is now accepting applications from retailers interested in selling the products starting on June 17th. That is 1 week from today. ATC Commissioner Joanna Lombard says retailers will need to apply as they would for an alcohol license and meet a lengthy list of requirements. The temporary permit will last through January. A permanent license can be obtained by working with the Department of Health on labeling requirements. Lombard says the kinds of CBD products available once retailers begin selling will be limited by what is FDA approved. Quote, it's not legal in alcohol, it's not legal in vapor products, it's not legal yet in food and beverages, says Lombard. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. CBD vitamin products cannot be advertised as a dietary supplement, which may result in some of them being taken off shelves until their labeling can be corrected. I'm curious to see how many people are going to dive in this business. I learned over the weekend that I personally have two friends that have dove in. I'm curious to see how quickly this picks up and runs, and on what levels. We've got Ag Commissioner Mike Strain coming on the show later on this week. We're going to talk with him. We've got somebody who works with these products. We'll be talking with them as well. But I love the fact that there's a whole new avenue, a whole new market out there now. If you would produce it, if you would sell it, I mean, if you're like a producer, a wholesaler, or a retailer, I mean, you're talking about new jobs, you're talking about new revenue, you're talking about new tax dollars. These are all very, very good things. And from the sound of it, they're doing their due diligence to make sure it's done the right way. I'm sure as we launch and move through this, we're going to find there's a few missteps here and there. But moving forward, it can only be a good thing. I mean, it's a whole new market for all of us. So we are coming up on 6:50 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. I had two stories slated for that segment. We'll get to the other one right after we check your money now. Unbelievable what we're looking at weather-wise this week. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s. What a redemption. We get a spring for 1 week in June? Sign me up. Your money now, coming your way on Talk 107.3 FM. Talk 107.3 FM. Coming up on 6:55 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. Good morning, everybody. Brian Haldane here with you. CBS World News Roundup coming your way in 6 minutes. Our next check of traffic is less than 10 minutes away. Got Medical Monday at 7:17 and Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan at 7:35 before we turn things over to Brian Kilmeade at 8. Okay, it is that time of year where we start to see gas prices drop. from Camarillo, California. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline dropped 9 cents per gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.84. That was the lead sentence in the story from the Associated Press, and I was baffled. $2.84? Good night. We got it good. And industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey said, she said Sunday that lower crude oil prices contributed to the drop at the pump. The price is 17 cents lower than what it was this time a year ago. Highest average price in the nation is $3.94 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. $3.94 a gallon. I paid $2.11 a gallon yesterday. Lowest average is $2.27. Where? Right here in Baton Rouge. The average price of diesel fell by 4 cents since May 17th to $3.12. We see it every year this time with prices taking a dip, but man, that's more than I was expecting, to say the least. 17 cents lower than what it was this time a year ago. Pleasantly surprised when I pulled up to the pump yesterday and saw $2.11 a gallon. How amazing is that? Oh, hey, got to take 60 seconds to tell you about my friends over at the Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Did you know, as we're entering the summer grilling, oh, dude, I grilled burgers yesterday. So much fun. But we did burgers on Foodie Friday, and I went out and tried to recreate them on my own.
About to say, I've been craving burgers since Friday.
If you're wondering why there was no video shared by me, epic fail. Could not... Tried to do with what Mason's Grill did on Friday with the pimento cheese, and ended up with a lot of pimento cheese on my coals themselves, not so much on my burger. Anyway, the folks at the Louisiana Beef Industry Council want you to know that beef is an excellent source of protein and supplies 10 essential nutrients, including B vitamins, zinc, and iron that support an active and healthy lifestyle. The nutrients in beef provide our bodies with the strength to thrive throughout all stages of life. Learn more about beef's nutrients if you visit beefnutrition.org or beefitswhatsfordinner.com. We're going to be bringing you grilling-related items throughout the summer on Foodie Friday. Different beef products, different ways to use beef. Looking forward to that. And Friday was a good jump start. If you missed it, the video is available on Talk 107.3's Facebook page. All right, right now we're coming up on the CBS World News Roundup on Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP.